Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love telling and sharing stories about the strange experiences my friends and I have while doing mundane things like grocery shopping. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily anomalies, a micro audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from Jean Campbell, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is, Are Vampires Running U.S. Healthcare? Blood is thicker than water, unless you're on meds. I have three friends on blood thinners, and I'm a lone wolf who can't remember anybody's name. What the hell is going on? Sure, we can blame Big Pharma and Russian sabotage, but in the end, this drug is popular because high blood pressure is through the roof. My spouse went on his first med only a year ago, and it only has one bad side effect, which is having to deal with our local Walgreens. Our Walgreens has so many signs on the drive-through window, they are starting to contradict each other. Open Wednesday through Saturday in July. Closed Monday through Wednesday, July 15th through July 28th. July Sunday sales, Preparation H and greeting cards. The usual suspects. Meanwhile, no one I know on blood thinners is happy about it. I'm not using real names because I assume we don't want our medication status splashed all over the headlines, but this reporter is hearing horror stories from the front lines. Alfie, 66. Alfie is a friendly character who loves bowling, holidays, and keeping in touch with friends. He's so good at keeping in touch, he's getting ready to move to another country and already has 10 friends there. They put him on blood thinners after he had a heart attack last year. He's also a type 1 diabetic, but meticulous about managing his blood sugars. He complains about every nick creating too much blood. So far, this med isn't the worst one. That honor goes to the $800 a month cholesterol drug he takes because statins cause him to go into anaphylactic shock. Gus, 82. I've spoken about Gus in the past. He's my neighbor. One thing you should know about this guy is he's an indefatigable ant with a yard so tidy and sparkling it should be on the cover of a magazine. He's constantly building adorable birdhouses that require working with sharp power tools. He gets more work done in a single day than I do in a month, unless you count typing as work. Gus is on blood thinners for high blood pressure and reports common side effects: easy bruising, cuts from shaving that bleed forever, and a deep mistrust of the medical system. Myrtle, 84. I know Myrtle from church, and she has high blood pressure, plus her doctor is concerned she's at risk for stroke, which is puzzling to me because, like Gus, she is insanely active and fit. Chalk it up to being raised on a farm, but Myrtle does the full coffee setup and cleanup every Sunday and takes a bar class at the fitness center. The bar class sounds like a sadistic blend of Pilates, ballet, and parkour. Her doctor tells her stress is causing her hypertension, which makes both of us laugh. Myrtle is retired, lives in a nature sanctuary, no longer has to raise kids, and her husband died a decade ago, so she doesn't have to care for anyone. Now she gets random nosebleeds and tells me she sometimes bleeds from a simple cold sore, too. A chronic insomniac, she suspects this med is exacerbating that condition. Who profits? Who or what is making moolah off all these blood thinner prescriptions? Let's follow the money. Pharmacies. Your local drug dealer loves high blood pressure like the Cookie Monster loves Thin Mints. This is his or her bread and butter. They are obvious villains, but ultimately I don't blame them for this pandemic of blood thinning. I'm a big fan of pharmacists because it's the world's most sensible profession, next to dental hygienist. And if we didn't have pharmacies, it would be a black market, back alley free-for-all, and who needs that? Vampires. People like to joke about how most teenagers aren't vampires, but in all seriousness, they are. Creatures of the night walk amongst us just like the pedophile lizards who are running the government. A vampire appreciates anyone who is actively bleeding. Some vampires double as big pharma CEOs, but then I don't have to state the obvious. Kleenex companies. Don't be fooled because their product is soft and comforting. These ruthless paper pushers love blood, sweat, and tears. Big pharma CEOs. Big pharma shills are hard to distinguish from vampires. They all hang out together, sharing cocktails at Mar-a-Lago, where they compare portfolios and plot the next great American snack food to poison the unwashed masses. Despite pop culture depictions, vampires do not roam the streets in thick mist, but must drive cars, and gas prices are affecting every demographic. Therefore, they need cash. Big Pharma is sending a simple message to doctors. If blood pressure gets even slightly high, thin out that blood. Band-Aid companies. Their commercials make them sound caring and loving, but Band-Aid companies have to make a buck too. Do they love children, or is that a smokescreen for selling cute Band-Aids? Since kids don't go out to play like they used to and don't get scraped up like nature intended, this industry is now relying on old people to bleed. Sharks. Obviously, human blood is very appealing to sharks. Unlike vampires and CEOs, however, sharks are contained within the ocean, where cash transactions never really caught on. Final bloody thoughts. High blood pressure affects at least 68 million Americans, or between 1 in 3 and 1 in 4 adults. According to Measure Up, Measure Down, 20% of these people don't know they have it. In some states, nearly half of people have hypertension. Sorry, Mississippi. But wait, according to certain guidelines, it's actually 46% of us who have high blood pressure, according to this article. Do we all have high blood pressure now? Hypertension is a modern Western disease. I am not a doctor, but I can tell you this. Before you take that blood thinner, consider a new diet, meditation, and exercise. They say you should eat the Mediterranean diet, or move to Japan, or some other blue zone paradise. But as someone who eats only meat and has low blood pressure, I think there's more to the story. Then again, if my blood pressure were higher, maybe I'd mow the lawn once in a while, and my front yard wouldn't look like the cover of a dystopian novel. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at ChrisKKArya on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook, or check out my website, www.chriskepler.com.